Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this world, go on and smell the flowers and cool the soup. It is Friday, baby. Let's finish this week strong and kick our weekend off right. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 with the latest in political news. The U.S. presidential election is coming up next year. And several days ago, we covered the first Republican presidential primary debate and showed you the candidates that will be competing to become the next commander-in-chief. Well, a new CNN poll released yesterday shows how Americans are feeling about the likely Democratic nominee, incumbent President Joe Biden, and the direction of the country right now under current leadership. CNN political director David Chalian discussed it on CNN this morning.
His approval rating is down at 39%. 61% of Americans disapprove. He's been hanging at that low point, guys, for quite some time. We talk about the mood of the country 14 months out from a presidential election. Not that great. 3 in 10 Americans, that's it, say things are going well in the country. 7 in 10 say things are going badly in the country. And 58% of Americans in this poll say that Joe Biden's policies have actually worsened economic conditions in the country. Only 24% say they've improved economic conditions. This is why we hear him talking about Bidenomics every day he's out and about in the country.
David, the president is the oldest president in history. He was this morning. He will be tomorrow. That's just the reality. And White House officials acknowledge that, don't love talking about it, but have long made the case that's not the kind of pervasive issue for voters. It's not going to be the determinant factor. What does this poll show?
Well, it's certainly on the mind of voters. We'll see how important it becomes, but it clearly is a major concern. We asked folks, Phil, are you seriously concerned that Biden's age might negatively affect his ability to serve a full term? 3/4 of Americans are indeed seriously concerned. 3/4 of Americans don't agree on anything, but there's concern there. You see it here too. Seriously concerned about his current mental and physical competence being negatively impacted by his age, and seriously concerned that his understanding of the next generation's concerns are impacted. 68% say that. And that, and the economy as we talked about, that is what is behind these numbers. Why Joe Biden is in a sort of dead heat, margin of error race with nearly every Republican tested. Poppy noted that Nikki Haley is the exception to that. She's running outside the margin of error. But look at this. Trump, margin of error race, no clear leader. DeSantis, Pence, Scott, Ramaswamy, Christie, they are all with no clear leader. And I just want to note, guys, one other thing that is going to cause agita for the White House team is this motivation factor. Are you extremely motivated to vote in next year's presidential election? Look at this. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents have a 10-point advantage over Democrats on that score.
10-second trivia. In golf, finishing a hole in 3 shots under par is called what? Birdie, eagle, bogey, or albatross? All of my albatross bosses, put your hands up. 3 under par for an albatross is extremely rare. 1 under par for birdie, 2 for eagle. Coming up next, we've got a golf course that for more than 50 years was perfectly manicured, nice and neat. It was called the Valley View Golf Club in Akron, Ohio. But in 2015, it shut down. And today, a range of grasses and native flowers are driving a whole new course of action. A crew chipping away at a major project in CNN's Call to Earth.
You see there's these large flowers down there. There's some white ones, some pink ones. That's a native hibiscus. It's in the mallow family, and the wetland ones, they call them marshmallows. Get it? Marshmallows. Yeah.
My name is Mike Johnson. I'm the Chief of Conservation for Summit Metro Parks. We are at the Valley View area of Cascade Valley Metro Park. Today, you would never know that this was ever a golf course. The vegetation that you see behind me, 90% of it is native, whereas when this was a golf course, 90% of it was non-native and invasive.
This park is right within the city of Akron limits. And when we started the acquisition, we realized how important it was to connect the other two parks to this area. It allowed us to knit together 1,800 acres. That is something that's very difficult to do in a county where everything is beginning to be built out.
the first choice we had to make is, do we allow it to restore on its own, just kind of let it go, or do we take a more active role in that process? And because this was a golf course, we decided it was necessary to take a more active role. We had to undo the golf course before we could restore the landscape. The next step was to establish a native cover of vegetation, and rather than plant trees, we decided to plant nuts. And over the course of a fall, our volunteers brought us 250,000 nuts. And over the course of 2 days, 600 volunteers showed up to plant 120,000 of them. This is the Cuyahoga River, and we're looking out over a vast restored floodplain. When we acquired the property, the banks of the river were steep. They'd been channelized. The golf course, they wanted to keep the water out. We wanted to bring the water back into the landscape. One of the biggest challenges of any park district is preserving our natural resources and also at the same time letting people come in and enjoy them.
What we knew we needed to do was one more phase where we could bring access to the river for the public. So phase two is under construction now.
These parks and the wetlands and the streams filter pollutants from the water that we eventually drink. They clean the air. They provide habitat for wildlife, including a large array of endangered species we have here in Summit County. They're also important for people. These are places for people to come and relax, to de-stress. They're important for recreation and connecting with nature, for especially young people to connect with nature and inspire them to become the next generation of land stewards.
The Endless Game Foundation in North Kansas City just blew the roof off the record books. They went all out, playing in the longest baseball game ever, clocking in at a jaw-dropping 100 hours and 1 minute of nonstop action. The old record was just over 83 hours. They played in shifts, subbing in and out, so nobody got too burned out, but it gets even better. During this epic 5-day showdown, the Endless Game Foundation pulled in cash for not one, not two, but 7 different charities. Talk about putting the fun in raising funds. All right, I have to give 2 shout outs today. One to my high school, Cedar Cliff High School in Camp Hill, PA. Rise up. You'll see it and even old video of this dude. That's 14-year-old me. You can barely notice the difference, right? My 1-hour documentary airs on CNN Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I have to shout out Mr. Pulsifer and his class at Indian Hills Middle School in Sandy, Utah. Y'all are so fire, you make hot sauce melt. I wish you all an awesome weekend. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.